let's read the Lord's Supper account to make the setting for our celebration of the Lord's Supper tonight. This is the first time Jesus celebrated Lord's Supper with his disciples. On the first day of the Festival of Unleavened Bread, when it was customary to sacrifice the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples asked him, "Where do you want us to go and make preparations for you to eat the Passover?" So he sent two of his disciples, telling them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. Say to the owner of the house he enters, 'The teacher asks, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there." The disciples left, went into the city, and found things just as Jesus had told them. So they prepared the Passover. When evening came, Jesus arrived with the 12. While they were reclining at the table eating, he said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They were saddened, and one by one they said to him, "Surely you don't mean me." "It is one of the 12," he replied, "one who dips bread into the bowl with me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him, but woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born." While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many," he said to them. "Truly I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. You remember a few years ago when the whole world shut down. Everything was canceled. Your schedule was cleared. The kids came home and did school from there. The parents did work from home, many of them. And you spent the whole day together for weeks and weeks. You remember when the streets filled up with wild animals in the big cities because there was no traffic? When you started to do projects around your yard you would have never dreamed of because maybe you were bored, had an imagination. But on top of all that, it was a time when Christians, many Christians, couldn't gather in the way that they used to for a time. That was put on pause. And I will never forget the time when some of our brothers and sisters in Christ, because you can't gather in person, that also means you couldn't take communion the same way we're going to do it tonight. And so it had been months for some of them. And the way they came forward that first time, they could all take it together again with their church family. Some of them were just worked up, tearful. You could tell for these saints that this was their lifeline to God. This was the medicine they needed to live, to keep their faith alive, the certainty, the assurance that they craved. And my reaction to that ever since has been, God, would I long for the Lord's Supper the way they did? Would I crave this meal the way those mature saints among us did at that time? And you can. Because this is a meal meant for you throughout all the seasons of your life. We're going to cover three general seasons of life tonight and see how this meal is meant for you during that season. As we look at these, I'm going to ask you to pray with me an ancient prayer called the Agnus Dei, the Lamb of God. Christians around the world have prayed this for a long time, are praying it right now tonight. And it connects us to each other. And so we're going to pray it for our brothers and sisters in different stages of life, and then we're going to pray it for ourselves as well. And notice how we are praying for mercy and for peace. Would you say it with me? Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Grant us your peace. Jesus' mercy is for you. He treats you and me way better than we deserve. That's what mercy is. His peace is for you. You always have a place at this table, no matter who you are, how far you've wandered, how regular you've been in remembering Jesus. He will always remember you and invite you here and meet you here. This meal is for you who are trying to get your lives together. There's some of us here tonight in times of transition. Maybe we're young and just trying to figure out how to make it through high school and how to stay in our faith through high school and not how to not cave into those pressures, but yet how to have friendships at the same time and belong, even as we may have different beliefs than our peers. For some of us here tonight, it's beyond that. We're trying to get into a school, land that first job, even just get an interview, someone to interview us. Some of us here tonight, we have just moved. We're in a new city. We're starting over. Some of us, a special relationship has ended. Some of us, a special relationship has just begun. Jesus' disciples were not that much different. As they sat around that table that night, they were in times of transition. They had been in 3 years of transition. They left everything. Their homes, their jobs, even their families, to follow Jesus. Because they thought that he was someone worth following. They thought he had some grand plan and it would make their lives better. And so they came along for the ride. And the ride ends up here in this upper room. Enemies closing in, and they knew it. They felt the pressure. They knew Jesus was walking into a trap. They knew people were out to get him. And so when he's going to get betrayed and arrested and things are going to spin out of control, their lives are going to seem to shatter, and most of them will desert him and run away for a time. But he gives this meal to them before all of that happens. He gives this meal to them knowing full well what is about to happen, what Judas is about to do, what Peter's about to do, how the rest of them are going to run away. He gives it to them as a reminder so that when that all happens, they think back to his mercy and peace. That never changes, that never runs out, that is not based on how well we're behaving. It's based on his love for us. And so for you who are in times of transition like those disciples, Jesus' meal is for you. Jesus comes to you when your life seems to be shattered, when you lose that job or you don't get that interview or you get dumped and your life feels like it's falling apart and it's the end of the world, or you've lost someone and that hole is apparent in your life. And he says, I still got you. I never left and I won't leave. I'm here. I have the script of your life, the big script, written. You're baptized into my family. I'll watch over your whole life and I will bring you home to heaven. But now you get to fill in those blanks of that script. Just follow me. Just keep your eyes fixed on me and learn how to do life with me. I'm the one thing that won't change in your life. As you're feeling all those unknowns and uncertainties about these times of transition, as you're wondering, should I have said that? Should I have done that? The failures of this time of life, wondering if we handled things correctly or not, learning so many lessons, Jesus says, my love for you will never change. No one can take away what I did for you on the cross. Would you pray this with me for people in that season of life? Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Grant us your peace. And Jesus' meal is for you who are trying to give your lives away. A lot of us have been through that time of life. We're just trying to survive and keep our heads above water. But then you get to a place where you're feeling pretty secure. You have a network of friends. You maybe even have some financial security. Maybe you have a plan and some of it's actually working. You have some roots. There's not as many unknowns and uncertainties as there used to be. But at some point in that season, you come to the middle years of life, let's say, you come to realize, boy, life just can't be about me all the time. That's an empty way to live. Just living to get more things, bigger, better, newer things and experiences for myself. Just living for pleasure, that's empty. Especially a Christian is going to realize, God has given me so much, blessed me so greatly, I want to give my life away. I want God to use it. I want to bless others. I want to make a difference at my job, in people's lives, in my family, generational blessings that will be passed down out of the way I treat people. And the Lord's Supper is for you who are trying to give your lives away. It is the medicine that actually helps you to serve and sacrifice in the way Jesus did that for you. Because even as we're trying to give our lives away, you know the temptations that come during this time of life. It can be chaos. It can be a grind. You're wearing so many hats, so many responsibilities. You get overwhelmed, you get tired, you get exhausted and distracted. You drift away from some of the people you love, even though you want quality time with them. You go in different directions. You're worried about getting the help for your kids that they need. You fall back into those same temptations you did in high school, comparing your life to other people's, wanting what they have, being jealous of their appearances, their belongings, the appearance of their family. Or all new temptations to base your worth on, are you getting recognized at work? Are you getting awards, raises? Base your worth on your net worth. These are the temptations of the middle years of life. It can be chaos, it can be a grind, but it can also be monotonous. Life can get boring during this period, the same old, same old. And Jesus meets you in the Lord's Supper. Who are trying to give your life away. He comes to you and says, I'm still here. I've never left. The Father still forgives you. Even when you get impatient, my patience never runs out for you. You'll always be my child. I'll always love you the same. Even when you get angry that things in your life aren't going as planned and you wish you had more control, you're still in the palm of my hand. You belong to me. God comes to you in the Lord's Supper. He says, I know the guilt you're feeling. Guilt about how you're managing stress, how you're spending your money, how you get one chance with your kids and you feel like, am I messing this up? Guilt about not spending that quality time with a spouse you wish you could be. I know the guilt that's piling up, but would you look at my cross and see how I took that guilt away from you? You may still feel it, but it's gone. You're not guilty anymore. I declared you innocent at your baptism. These are the reminders we need during this middle phase of life when we're trying to give our life away. And here, when you come to the Lord's Supper, you get that medicine of forgiveness for that guilt. You also get the medicine of a whole new way of life. Jesus says, so you want to give your life away. You want to make a difference. You want to bless the generations after you. Give up your pride and let me help you. Take my strength that I give you to live the kind of life you could never live on your own power. It's right here. And even when you're in the grind and it's chaos and it's boredom, I am working through all that. My power works in a quiet way through my people by the strength I give you in this meal. Would you pray with me for those people in that season of life? Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Grant us your peace. And finally, there's a season of life when God's people are preparing to give their death away. What do I mean by that? There are some people here tonight that know their time on earth is limited. They've faced that. They're not in denial about that anymore. They know the end is near. They've done the hard work of grieving that and working with God in prayer through that, come to the point where they are accepting it as much as humanly possible. And they are facing that reality. And the Lord's Supper becomes the medicine for them to face that, the medicine of immortality. Because in the Lord's Supper, they come face to face with the one who gives them his body and blood that died and rose from the dead. So they know when they take that medicine of immortality, they too will rise. Gives them that certainty. They come face to face with the friend of sinners who gave his life and died for them so they can live forever with God. Here in the Lord's Supper, the veil between heaven and earth, these two different worlds, it becomes so thin, and Jesus steps through it. In a special way, he is here tonight for you. He gives you a glimpse of heaven, a glimpse of those who have gone before us, a peek at what your future will be, that he has great plans for you beyond your wildest dreams. And that's why those believers can give their death away, let go of their life with those white-knuckled hands and hanging on to their life, pretending this is all we have, and saying, God, I know there's more. Take my life. I trust you. Your will, not mine. Yes, I want to be with my loved ones. Yes, I want to get over this sickness. Yes, I have more business to finish here. But I give my spirit to you. I commend my life into your hands, and I trust you with it. And I'll be ready to give my death away when that time comes, when you take me home. Would we pray for our brothers and sisters in that season of life together? Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Grant us your peace. Come to the Lord's Supper when you're at your worst. Don't wait until you have your act together. You'll never come. Come to the Lord's Supper when you feel unworthy and undeserving. Those are the only kinds of people Jesus invites. That's the only kind of people who can take this meal, forgiveness, new life, and immortality. Here at the Lord's Supper, we face what's really wrong with us, but we don't face it alone. We face it with the friend of sinners. We face it with the healer and doctor of souls. We're able to face those cancerous tumors of sin, how we don't love and trust God the way we want to. We don't love others the way we would want to be treated. Yet Jesus meets us anyways. Tonight, as you take the Lord's Supper and every time forward, you are connected with all the desperate souls who have cried that prayer before and who are crying it tonight. God have mercy. God have peace. You are connected with each other. You are equals. You set aside fake appearances. You set aside excuses. You set aside comparisons. And you just come as equals. And your Lord meets you equally there. You are connected to Jesus and his disciples in that upper room. You are connected all the way back to God feeding his people in the wilderness with manna on their journey to the promised land, who looked forward to that bread of life who would come and feed us all with his forgiveness. You are connected with all those who celebrated the Passover before Jesus' time and look forward to the Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world. This meal is for you. Never miss that. It's for you. Let's pray one last time. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Grant us your peace. Amen.
Thanks for listening to Emmanuel's Sermon Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about Emmanuel, you can follow us on Facebook or visit us at imluth.org. That's immluth.org. Have a great day.